Today, I'm joined by Naomi Jaffe of Justice for Demeek, a group dedicated to ending police brutality in Troy. Naomi, Justice for Demeek has been the lead organization in fighting for justice here in Troy around the police murder of Edson Thamadon. Part of that call for justice was the firing of Sergeant French. Now that he has passed away from COVID-19, what happens with the fight for justice for Edson Thamadon?
The fight for accountability and justice for both Dominique McDonald and Edson Thamadon in Troy, and the fight for a change in policies and a fight for accountability to our community around police violence in our communities, and particularly in our communities of color, which we at Justice for Dominique have been carrying on for several years now, is totally related to racial disparities on a national level, because Troy is a little sample of what's been happening across the country, and Troy has an unfortunate sample, really. The death of Edson Thamadon in April of 2016 was so typical of what we've been seeing and being horrified by across the country. An unarmed Black man shot down in cold blood by a white police officer who is then completely protected by the entire power structure case of the city and county of Rensselaer. Edson Thamadon was stopped by Sergeant Randall French in April of 2016. He fled in his car, apparently, was chased by Sergeant French. So he's trying to flee. He's not armed. He's shot through his windshield. And really, before his body was cold, the entire structure of the police department and the city of Troy had already pronounced that this was a justified killing. And their excuse was that his car was a weapon. So any Black person in a car is now considered to be armed, which means, of course, that no police are accountable for any shootings that happen when a person is in their car. And then there's a whole long history of this cover-up going on for several years. Investigations that showed that Sergeant French was lying, several, an attempt by the city to commission a different investigation that would show something different. A DA who covered up for Sergeant French, who gave him immunity so that he could never be prosecuted. DA Abelov was voted out of office. His successor, Mary Pat Donnelly, has also not spoken out clearly or taken any actions to prevent the same thing from happening again. The most recent development in this story is, of course, that Sergeant French died of COVID. We had hoped to bring justice to Sergeant French. We would have liked closure for all parties. We would have liked to have the story come out in its full truth. That doesn't really change with the death of Sergeant French, because we're talking about an entire city structure, not just one sergeant. An entire city structure, the district attorney, the mayor, the police department, the police chief, its investigative arms, all of the power structure of the city conspired to cover up the information, and some of it is still covered up. So we still want that information to come out. There is the civil rights lawsuit that Edson Thamadon's widow has brought against not only Sergeant French, but the structures of the city of Troy. I was just listening to some of the statements that were made by the mayor and some of the council people last year when some of the information about what the cover-ups were came out. And they kept saying, the place for justice to be done is not in the streets. We don't need everybody to be politicizing this. We really need it to be resolved in the court. And as I'm listening to them, I am thinking they did everything that they could to prevent it from coming to court. The reason that it's in court is that Cynthia Thamadon sued the city of Troy. They didn't do anything to bring it to court. And meanwhile, they're saying, we really can't speak up because we believe in the justice system, and it really needs to be, the right procedure needs to be gone through in order for the truth to come out. They didn't do anything to make a right procedure for the truth to come out. They did everything they could to obstruct any procedure for the truth to come out. And so our job is still there to be done. We have no assurance as citizens of Troy that the same thing isn't going to happen again. We believe that it is going to happen again, unless we really can force our officials to make major and drastic changes in policy and procedure and culture in the entire criminal justice system in the city of Troy.
So the civil rights lawsuit is taking place. And then is there any other on the ground action that Justice for Demeek will focus on next?
I think all of our cities now, we have had these incidents of police killings actually in all four of the major cities in the Capital District, Schenectady, Saratoga, Albany, and Troy. And we have in the past started to make connections and to come forward as a collaboration of groups in the four city capital district area. And I think that the initiative taken by Schenectady is promising to reactivate that collaboration. And so I believe that we are going to have more collaborative and more on the ground actions in to the extent that one can have them safely in this period of danger. And another piece of that four city capital district strategy is that there is a district attorney race in the county of Albany, which raises very many of these issues because the district attorney of Albany also, like the district attorney in Troy, has protected police officers who have committed violence and murder against people in Albany County. Not a specific call for Troy, but a call for the residents of the four of the Capital District, of the four cities in the Capital District, to come together to call our officials to account.
Thank you for that, Naomi. Now, when I was reading the coverage of the passing of Sergeant French and the way it is put down in public record, his service, specifically Mayor Madden's quote from the Times Union, which basically said Sergeant French personified public service in his field of public safety. And, you know, they go on to talk about just like what a model French was in terms of fighting for neighborhood quality of life, et cetera. But never in any of these is mention of his shooting, Edson Thevenin. I wonder how we don't erase that part of the past.
All the accolades for Sergeant French are part of the whitewash and part of the cover-up. And of course, you expect them when somebody dies, you don't say the bad things that they do. But we have to continue to push forward as residents of Troy to push for the truth to come out. And it was perfectly clear to us from reading those accounts that Sergeant French, reading them in great detail, and also talking to some of the witnesses, that Sergeant French chased an innocent person, an innocent black man, apparently in order to kill him, because he ran him off the road, jumped out of his car, and shot him through the windshield. That narrative is shocking to people. Many people don't want to hear it. Certainly our city officials don't want to hear it. And this is the same thing that's happening with those kinds of cover-ups in the other cities in the Capital District, but also around the country. And eventually some of those stories get through. The police officer that choked Eric Garner to death was finally fired from his post. That was not really enough justice, very little and very late. But it did reflect the concerted power of the people of the city of New York to begin to push for some change.